thank you so much for watching our penultimate program of the school year. I'm Carl Azuz. Our first story today on CNN Student News actually started more than 2 years ago. That's when the violence began in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria. In March of 2011, some people started protesting against Syria's government. The government reacted with force. Eventually, rebels armed themselves and started fighting back. The United Nations estimates that nearly 70,000 Syrians, most of them civilians, have been killed in the country's civil war. Both sides have claimed victories in it. The latest victory is by the government. On Wednesday, Syrian forces took control of the city of Qusair. That's after nearly 7 weeks of fighting. Qusair is in a strategic location, which is why it's important to both the government and the rebels. Syrian officials are celebrating their victory. Rebel groups are promising to continue their fight despite losing this battle. And the thousands of civilians living in Qusair don't know what their future holds. Next, we're moving over to Europe, where a couple of countries, Germany and the Czech Republic, are struggling through severe weather.
Large areas of Central and Eastern Europe are being hit by these floods right now. In the Czech Republic, several people have died. A lot of the water that you're seeing here in Meissen actually is coming from the Czech Republic.
CNN reporter Frederick Bleichen was in the German city of Meissen, where river levels are more than four times higher than average. Here's what it looks like in other parts of Germany. What's happening is that heavy rain has caused the waters in several major rivers, like the Danube and the Elbe, to rise. These images are from the Czech Republic. A huge part of that country is under a state of emergency. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated because of these floods. Forecasters are predicting more heavy rain for this weekend.